Okay, it's on now. What? I know that wasn't. What's wrong with it? Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm going to read a scripture this morning. The Lord is my praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jeremiah 17:14, it says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." Hallelujah. For you are my praise this morning. For you are my praise this morning. Hallelujah. In the face of persecution and opposition, Jeremiah prayed for God's grace to help him. Of his predictions,
jeez,
had not yet been fulfilled. In spite of this suffering, Jeremiah refused to turn from his ministry. And you know what? That's the same thing that we have got to do today. We need to refuse to turn away from the things that we believe in and the things that we take a stand for. Hallelujah.
Third time's the charm.
But he continued to look to God for strength and help. Now, last week, we praised God, and it seemed like we praised him all morning long, and it made the heart feel good. Hallelujah. It gave strength for the week. It helped us to go on to the next day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I say this morning to each and every one of us, let's praise God. No matter what's going on around us, no matter who we're sitting beside, let's praise God and let's offer him our praise. We love him this morning. Hallelujah. But I will hope continually will praise you. Yet more and more my mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? None. Hallelujah. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. But in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Thank you, Jesus. And when I was reading these scriptures, this one came to my mind. Children, offer perfect praise. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfect praise?" Hallelujah. Perfect praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. "You have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him." And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We offer up him our praise this morning. We offer him our praise this morning. And we love him today. Hallelujah. Father God, I come to you this morning. And Almighty God, we worship you. And God, we thank you for what you mean to each and every one of us today. We thank you, God, that you are here in our midst and your presence is ever before us. I pray today, God, that you would move in this congregation, Lord God, that we would get all excited today, Father God, and you would touch us, Lord Jesus, once again, Lord. We love you. Have your way this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let's stand and continue to worship him this morning.
God is so good to us. In spite of ourselves. And we know that today God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. But today I know that without a shadow of a doubt, that He's still in control. And I totally disagree with Ron Carpenter that all preachers that say that don't know what to say. I totally disagree with him every time I say that. Because I know God's in control. There's no doubt in my mind. But the thing of it is He's in control of what you release to Him. Amen? I'm going to change boats there, brother. Acts chapter 27. We're going to be reading a few verses of Scripture. I noticed that there wasn't too many fans going this morning. So maybe you didn't read the bulletin. But it'll kind of go along with what I'm about to minister in. Acts 27. And we're going to drop down. Well, I guess we're going to start at verse 27 too. Is it all right to use Scripture? That's the right answer. Because that's the only thing that won't let you down. I could fail you, your spouse can fail you, your kids can let you down. But I do know when you stand on the Word of God, that I don't care what happens, God is the one and only. And if we could just get our nation to see that all we have to do is turn back to God, all things are possible. Acts chapter 27. Now when the 14th day had come, as we were driven up and down in the Adriatic Sea, about midnight the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land. And they took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little farther, they took soundings again and found it to be 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest that we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea under pretense of putting out anchors from the prow, Paul said to the centurions and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the skiff and let it fall off. And as day was about to dawn, Paul implored them all to take food, saying, "Today is the 14th day. You have waited and continued without food and eaten nothing. Therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any one of you." And when he had said these things, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and also took food themselves. And in all we were 226 persons on the ship. Quite a few people. Going into chapter 28, verse 1. Now when they had escaped, then they then found out that the island was called Malta. Continuing on. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live. But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm." Verse 6. However, they were expecting that he would swell up and suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just believe that you lead us, you guide us, and you direct us throughout all of our lives. You're no different in the Bible days with the Apostle Paul than you are today. What you did then, you do now, and then multiply it by many. Lord, we just ask that you come and help us glean from the Word. Get a greater understanding of what your power and what your principles are of this illustration that Paul gives to us. And Lord, I know that it matters to you what we're all facing and what we're all going through. And truly, it's good to be in your house and with your wonderful people. Today, God, is the day of salvation. Today is the turning point in all of our lives, Lord. Because, God, you make the difference. You change us. You make us different today. Through your power, through your glory, and also by your grace, Lord. Because God, just like Paul said, your grace is sufficient. And that's all we need, is your grace today, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sis. What a wonderful day that we live in. With all of our infinite wisdom that we have, all of the knowledge that we have access to, there's a this, that, and the other of know-how books. You need to know something, you Google it. And if it's on Google, it's true. I know so. It's not. Majority. What we need to understand is, I believe that today, whether you're here with us on Facebook, whether you're listening through the website or app, and I know you guys get tired, but I want to encourage each and every one, no matter whether they're watching us live or later on in the week they listen to this message, they get that understanding of what God is trying to do and trying to accomplish, not only here at Lighthouse Pentecostal Assembly, but wherever they're at, throughout this world, throughout this nation. Brother Richard has counters on our website and our app now. And it's totally tremendous on where we're getting hits from. But I do know that God changed this message from what he wanted for me to preach through this time of worship. Many of you might be going through some problems, some situations, some storms in your own life. And it's important to understand that I know that even though we can sometimes do what we want to do, even though God doesn't want us to do it. God is able, just like in the Word, to turn that around for our good. Understand this. The things that we do might be our own fault, but the storms that we are traveling through sometimes are self-inflicted wounds, but God still cares about those. I mean, if you read the previous verses in Acts chapter 27, you'll already see that an angel of the Lord already spoke to Paul. He said, you shouldn't sail. And then again, the angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, there, if they will stay in the ship, no one will be lost. No one. So the first thing that pops out to me there is, we want to abandon God. We want to abandon. We want to jump out of the ship. But what are you jumping out of? God's plan, God's security, God's promises. When we jump out of the ship into the water, we're in trouble. Amen? There's some situations that are going on in your life that only you know about. The things that you've been praying for, you need to start to go along with the word from the pastor. Romans chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. It talks about the Spirit giving us, not praying for us, but praying in agreement with us. He might share some things that we need to pray about. And it's not talking about groanings as in, travail or anything like that. But understand this, that even when they are self-inflicted, the Lord is able to turn those things around for our good, according to Romans 8 and 28. Period. That should be the end of the story. We should all be shouting. We all should be hooting and hollering like we did last week. You don't have to have music to get excited. But the Lord is trying to work in your lives just like He is working in my life. Wow. I guess nobody's going through any situations or problems. Nothing's happening? Well, maybe I should just say a prayer and we'll all go home. We need to understand what the Word of God speaks to our hearts and to our lives. It's important to know that in the book of Acts, your mess up could very well be a setup. And I don't mean a setup in problems, a setup for a blessing. Because if you continue on in the 28th chapter of the book of Acts, you'll see how many blessings that Paul meant to other people. Your problem is just a stepping stone. Your problem, your situation, your storm is just a building block. Amen? I love looking at collages. What's a collage? It can be about anything. But it's drawings, it's pictures, it's this, that, and the other, put together about a same subject. What would your collage be all about? Would it be nothing but rough seas and travailing and problems and circumstances that we don't know what to do? Well, that'd be pretty much anybody in here or listening. Why? Well, if it happened to the Apostle Paul, stop and think about it. God already warned him not to sail. I mean, even though he was a prisoner. I mean, what captain's going to listen to a prisoner? Well, who's going to listen to you? But that doesn't mean we shouldn't say it. Amen? God's able to use you. He's able to use me. But understand, he got out of one situation. I mean, they were getting ready to jump into little rafts. If they were worried about the big boat breaking up, what in the world would I want to get in a little boat? I mean, that don't make any sense. It don't make any sense jumping out of an airplane either. A perfectly good one that's going to come in and land. I don't have anything to do with flying. I'll do it, but there's no way I'm jumping out of one. This fat old guy would, even with a parachute, skinny little ankles wouldn't last. I know they teach you how to hit and roll. I learned a long time ago I don't roll too good anymore. So I'm keeping my feet in the bottom of the airplane. I'm keeping my feet on the deck of the ship. Amen? But understand, Paul went from being shipwrecked, making it to shore, and then the devil thinks, oh, he thinks he's getting away from me. But I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to trick him. I'm going to send a viper there so it latches a hold of him. He just kicks the bucket. Long about the time that happened, they thought he was a goner. So we go from one storm to another storm. We sometimes say, well, that seems like that's all we do. Sometimes it's life. Amen? It doesn't matter whether we're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Amen? That means problems are going to come your way, my way. Not because of anything that we might have done, and even if it is, God still has concern for that in your life. But the storms of life are there for a purpose. What kind of sermon illustrations could Paul have when he stood on an island and grabbed a bundle of wood and went to throw it in a fire and a viper landed on him? They thought, oh, here we go. And then he just shakes it off. Didn't think anything about it. Oh, no. He didn't say, gee, I'm going to have to fast. I'm going to have to pray real quick. It doesn't say that at all. It just says he shook it off. Sometimes we just need to shake it off. Can I say it this way? Put your big boy pants on. Saddle up. We're getting ready. We're on a journey. And the journey has rough seas. Travel on our roads for a little bit. They might not be as curvy and windy as they used to be, or hilly. But they're still rough. There's still bumps. There's still potholes. There's still chuck holes. Problems are still out there. But you know, you can shake it off. God wants to get you to a point where when the enemy thinks he's got a hold of, oh, I got a way to get that person. Shake it off. Let it be a testimony of your trust, your faith in the one, your Creator, your Heavenly Father, your big brother, Jesus Christ, paid that price, the ultimate price for you, to have victory, to say, no, devil, you're a liar. In the name of Jesus, get thee behind. Because you have no strongholds here. Amen? So when the next storm comes and you think you're just getting out of it and another problem starts, let it go ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. And it's you. Because in that victory you have, or in that storm you have victory. Amen? Your mess up could very well be a setup of God's blessings, of God's anointing. We need to belly up to the bounty. Belly up to the buffet. Amen? Oh, man, you are a hard bunch today. It's for you today. I don't care who you are, each and every one of us. Because I had something totally different to minister today. But I found a long time ago that it's better off to be sensitive to what the Spirit of God is trying to do and trying to accomplish than trying to preach something that won't mean nothing to anybody. I'm not wrong in what I've missed, or I'm not wrong in what I think today, because I know God. I know His voice. If it's just a simple phrase, shake it off. Let that go out from this building today. Shake it off. Mark Hilbeach had a stroke a few years ago. Brother Tim and me went up to the hospital. And I would have never dreamt or thought there would be a turnaround in his life. But God miraculously healed him. Am I right, Brother Tim? I mean, we walked out of that hospital room just astonished at his condition. But it wasn't very long after that. I mean, he had a lot of people praying for him. And I don't think it was just because of our prayers in that room, but it's by God's grace. But he came back and shared a message that he got. And it was just a simple phrase, Sister Winona. I think you have a sweatshirt, don't you? A phrase. He said God spoke to him in his room. I got this. Woo! I got this. And you know, they were looking at 6-8 weeks in the nursing home rehab place. Within a week's time, he was out. So if it's a phrase that you need to grab a hold of, shake it off. And God's got that situation or circumstance. God's got that. It's a blessing to know that God is in control. That nothing is impossible for Him. That nothing is too difficult. Absolutely nothing. He can perform, He can do, He can recreate anything. Amen? He can send His angels of protection around that car and keep you from crashing, or delay you long enough that you just missed an accident. Amen? So God has this, but remember that you just need to shake it off. You need to understand that according to Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to His purpose. You mean God's got a purpose for me? As they say in the olden days, certainly. See, only the older ones are getting that. You're showing your age. But I guess so am I. The word, bottom paragraph, said, this means even when you do not know what or how to pray, God has it. Even in hardships, even in trials, even in sufferings, even in disappointments, even in the storms, even in self-inflicted problems and issues, even in all that, we know that God will work in the midst of such situations to fulfill His good purpose in His children. And I want to underscore that last line. We partner with the Holy Ghost to walk in His victory. We partner. In other words, we're in cahoots with the Holy Ghost. It's not that those scriptures are not talking about speaking in tongues. Those scriptures are talking about the children of God and the third person of the Trinity coming together in agreement. And we already know Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for each and every one of us. But understand that I know I didn't just get off the banana boat. Because every time that we seem that we're getting victory over one thing, we've got the next wave coming at us. You know the old saying, don't you? What doesn't kill you will help you. Makes her meaner. Hey, she said it, I didn't. But God's trying to raise your level of faith. God's trying to raise your level of faith. We need to lay hands on you, boy. Is He your thorn in your flesh? Brothers are good for that. Ask my sister. But isn't that why I got a big knuckle on this finger? Nope, I got the proof right there. She's a door slammer too. Maybe that's where I get it. But think about it. Your faith. Join with the Holy Ghost. Join with Jesus Christ. Endless resources at the mention of His name. At the mention of His name. Just at the mention of His name. You have that power. You have that right. You have that authority. in the name of Jesus. And remember one thing, that the Word will always back up with what you think the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. So it's important to understand and to know what the Word of God says for us as His children, as His believers. Jesus kept saying to His disciples, I don't say a word unless my Father tells me. And when God speaks, it's not E.F. Hutton anymore. It's when God speaks. His Word speaks. Even in 2020, people think it's an old book that has no value. But it's the best book ever. And only book that we should read. My sister-in-law always says, well, it's in the good book. It's good for me. I want you to stand with me. I don't care who you are, where you're at, whether you're inside the sanctuary, whether you're sitting in your living room, whether you're driving in a car, wherever you're listening to this message from, I believe that the Word of God is so strong, so mighty, because it gives us ultimate wisdom and an ultimate understanding because of the Holy Ghost. As we partner with Him, the Word of God becomes illuminated. And when I say illuminated, it's not bright lights on it or, you know, the fireworks don't go off. But what I'm saying is the Holy Ghost is able to illuminate that, open it up, reveal, show you, share with you. And that's what partnering with the Holy Ghost means, is the sharing, the illuminating, the opening up, and sharing and giving you the victory. And to know that the next storm is not going to be any different. You have victory over it. Would you bow your heads with me? Now is a place where the rubber meets the road. This is when we get down to the nitty-gritty. What makes the difference? What makes a difference is how you respond. I don't care if your storm or your problem or your situation is something that you caused. God's able to make it a blessing. Just for you. For you see, God knew what choices you were going to make even before you made them. The plan of salvation was already set in motion on creation day. The Holy Ghost is here today for you to partner with Him. Maybe your ship is falling apart all around you. Maybe you've called out to God many, many times. So today might be the day that you have this message preached to you. Maybe the answer is just for you to shake it off. Maybe the answer for you is just to come in agreement with the Holy Ghost. Partner with Him to come up with the answer. Because He's able to direct you into the Word of God. He's able to put you in place with people. Not that will destroy you, but will help you. Will be an encouragement to you. Today is your day of victory. As you allow God control. So if you're in that self-inflicted problem, you're in that problem that you keep blaming your boss or your neighbor or your spouse or your kid, I want to say to you, the answer is still the same for each and every one of us. Victory comes through partnering with the Holy Spirit. And the very first song set the stage, I'm a soul on fire. And that's what God wants you to be, that soul on fire. Because it doesn't matter what you're facing, what circumstance, God wants you to run to Him. Because He's our fortress. He's our shelter. He's the answer. I want to open up today for the altar, and you by Facebook can shoot out a message to us, say, I'm praying for a miracle. You spoke to me, Pastor. You don't have to be a regular. I don't even have to know who you are. We may never come face to face. The chorus of 10,000 Reasons says, and on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. I want to open up the altar right now. If you need prayer right now, if you need prayer from Facebook, shoot the message out to us right now. We'll come in agreement. Is there anyone here that will say that was just for me? I mean, we like to try and fix things where God just says, I'll wait on you. I'll be here when you decide. Would you decide today? You don't have to leave here the same way. But God is able to change us, to deliver us. Come on, is there anybody? Is there anybody? I hope you take the phrase, or I hope you take to heart the partnering aspect. You don't have to come all the way up, sis, if you want to sit back down on the front. Sister Karen. For your legs.